It's Wednesday, Holocult. You know what that means. Welcome back to the Night Shift. It's us. It's us again. Welcome, welcome. While we got you here, everybody make sure to hit the like, subscribe, and notification buttons on your YouTube. Everybody interact with the video. See if we can't get it in, get some of these into the algorithm there. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Algorithm.
You know, fuck algorithm.
That's what I said.
Bro, I was thinking about that shit today. I'm not trying to be an influencer.
No.
I'm not trying to fit in no fucking algorithm. I'm just trying to be us.
I'm here for that.
I just don't give a shit. I was thinking about us posting clips and shorts. Fuck that. I ain't doing that. Dumb. Yeah, that's a waste of everybody's time.
I was thinking about that too.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. I don't care. Because what you said the other day about how there's podcasters and then there's influencers. We're not fucking influencers. We're never going to be.
I can't even influence myself.
Thank you. Thank you. Chicago Bulls is the greatest. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It was awesome. Other than I had a stroke when we first got into the city. But after I got past that, then it was cool.
Was it in Chicago?
No, it was in Indiana.
Yes. Yeah. Cause I was kind of sneaky. I kind of lied to you.
Yeah, I know. Sean told me.
Okay. Cause it was a sneaky plan that we've been sneakily planning for like 2 months.
I had no idea. I didn't have any idea.
Cause we're super sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool. We tried like hell to get Maeve on the big screen, but they wasn't really trying to show Bulls fans at the indie game.
So. Yeah, that makes sense.
Cause she had her cute little Bulls shirt on and the Hollow Sky H logo beanie.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah. I was recording the whole time though, because they were doing the whole fan submission thing. And I was like, come on, just get her up there.
That'd have been awesome. Yeah. For anybody that isn't on the social or Discord, Kyle had a birthday this past week. Yeah. So happy birthday to Kyle. He is 25 years old.
I am. A rough 25, but
no, Shauna texted me like, I don't know, it was probably early September, and she's like, hey, I think I'm gonna get Kyle tickets to the Bulls game, but it's on a record night. And she's like, can you make something up? I'm like, yeah, I got it. It's fine.
Like, yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It sucked to have my team lose, but it was still cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That's where I went to a Pacers Pistons final game there at Indy. I don't know what stadium that is.
I forget what it's called.
But that was back when me and the boys' mom were dating. Then they would juggle the halftime shows. And they did like game 3 of Pacers Pistons. Nice. And we got to sit courtside. It was crazy. Like,
that's nuts.
Oh, speaking of nuts. Hell yeah, thanks.
Much love.
Yeah, I'm glad that was a good time. Dude, I saw the snow coming in, and I was
so scared.
I was like, oh my God.
I was so, like, as soon as she gave me those tickets, I had already known it had planned to snow like 8 inches on Saturday, is what they were saying. So instantly I was stressed. Like, I loved the idea, but I'm like, this is literally the worst timing ever. And there's no way she could have known because she got the tickets forever ago.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God. So we ended up leaving Friday night instead of Saturday morning.
I was hoping I didn't want to text you because I didn't know if you had known yet, but I didn't want to text her to where it would be like give the surprise up. So I'm like, please let them have left early because I was seeing like pile ups on 70 right before you get into Indiana and shit. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, we left Friday night. Cause we were even considering selling the tickets and staying home, but, no, not F basketball. That's blasphemy in this place. that's stabbing words.
Yeah.
I was not even fighting words.
I was stressing. I'm glad you had a good time. That's awesome.
It's cool, man. It's cool to see my Bulls play. It's something I've wanted to do for a hot minute, and I get to check that off the list.
Yeah, when she said she was gonna try to get tickets for that weekend, I was like, oh, dude, Kyle's gonna freak out.
Yeah, I was instantly stressed because I knew the snow was coming, so I was like, oh my god.
Because I was trying to like monitor your social, and then I saw Shauna posted some reels up that you guys were there, so I was like, okay, they're safe.
We made it. It was cool. It wasn't that bad. Everybody there was super nice, which was odd. Because Chicago can be different sometimes. You know, Chi-Town could be a little not welcoming at times. But it was cool to be in Indiana, and like everybody was cool. Especially all of us repping the Bulls gear. And
yeah, that was
it awesome. Cool.
Hell yeah.
Too many people for me, though. I can't last long there.
No.
Those are not my environments.
Different kind of anxiety. Weather anxiety. Social anxiety.
Yeah. Not my kind of environments.
Paranormal Trucker. I was going to tell you. Paranormal Trucker's got ears on the ground. He thought he heard the bean drop the other day. So me and him were doing some investigation. And I think he caught this since you're in here. Hear that? I got two mic cables that we switch back and forth whenever we run remotely. And sometimes I don't hang it up and it just tinks. Very bean droppy sound, but I'm pretty sure that's what we heard the other day. Or during that live. He caught it during our last night shift. But I do like the people who are listening for the bean.
It's a phenomenon. It hasn't. I say that it hasn't happened here in a minute, but I'm not 100% sure either. I haven't heard it. I think the last one to hear it here was my wife.
It's weird. It's weird that I started hearing it. I don't know. It's weird.
It is strange.
Anyways, I'm glad that went good and you had a good birthday and you got to get out.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was sick. How's everybody doing? Everybody survived Snowmageddon here in the Midwest?
Barely.
Yeah, I feel that. I see who's all in here. A lot of friendly faces. I saw Johnny Clemens probably watching me from work. Wish you were here. No, you don't. No, you don't. JJ's in here. Bryce is in here. Bryce is our Pond Creek monster dude. If you guys got any questions for him, he's right there.
Much love to the belated birthdays.
Yeah. Bryce making his rounds on all the pods.
Getting famous.
Getting famous. Getting that Pond Creek monster out there. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad everybody's doing good. What kind of weirdness we got to talk about today? Anybody got some weirdness?
Well, I really don't. My brain has been super busy the past week with all the things going on. So I don't really have a lot. I have been wanting to carve out some time to watch that new documentary, though, because I'm going to do an episode on that.
Oh, the Disclosure one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I listened to Dude on Rogan, and it was pretty interesting. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to check it out. I got to peep this. I did see some people already making suggestions about it, which I highly disagree with. And we'll maybe get into that in the episode, but because I need to watch it first before I spout my fucking mouth.
I'm there too. Cause I made the mistake of looking like I didn't look about any, like look up the documentary online, but I saw people like talking about it on Reddit, and I'm to the point now to where like, I'm going to have to watch it.
Oh, I no. Just listen to the dude on Rogan. I'm going to have to watch it. It's definitely because I think you got like 34 government people to come forward with it.
Yeah.
And there's even more in the woodwork. He had people that ended up having their lives threatened. So they ended up not working with him, all types of shit.
Yeah, that's wild. Because I hear like different. You hear different things, like there's not a whole lot of new information that dropped and this, that, and the other, but I'm to the point now to where I'm just going to have to, just gonna have to watch it myself, make my own assumptions.
It's called The Age of Disclosure.
Yes. Yeah. It's a new documentary. I think you have to rent it or purchase it like on Prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, I'll have to check it. There's also, let me look here. Hold on. Everybody
the dude about- the dude that did the documentary did have a hand in one of my favorite movies called Ready Player One.
Oh, solid movie.
I love that movie.
Also, there is a new Sasquatch documentary that just dropped today. David Politis did it from Missing 411, the Hoopa Project, Can-Am, called American Sasquatch, Man, Myth, or Monster. It dropped today. I haven't had a chance to see it. But I heard that people that have seen it are saying pretty good things about it, which, like we said before, with Politis, it can be kind of like with Missing 411 Politis, it can be kind of wishy-washy. But I haven't really checked out a lot of his Bigfoot stuff at Crypticon. Me and Kyle sat, and he was supposed to talk about Bigfoot, but that kind of went off the rails super fast.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is more kind of dialed in. They said he interviews like tons and tons of people in the Sasquatch world, where he kind of rides both lines of like, this is a biological unknown primate, but also goes into like the paranormal woo-woo side of things. So I think it could be something cool. I haven't seen it yet. So going to check it out. Kind of excited about those two things.
Well, you check that out, and I'm going to check out the Age of Disclosure for sure. JJ, I did hear that on Dude's interview with Rogan that non-human beings have like actually contacted the agency, and that we have craft and bodies. And that we had a hand in taking down some of the craft. And I think they said there was some geological stuff that made some of the craft crash. I was waiting for them to talk about donations, but he didn't bring up the donations. So that was interesting to me.
I think they're all streaming on Prime. Don't quote me on that, but one's called American Sasquatch, Man, Myth, and Mystery, and the other one's called Age of Disclosure.
My brain's even foggy from listening to that Rogan episode. I really liked it. Did they? Oh, he didn't talk about it on Rogan's show. So that's all the information I have right now. Because the donations I'm very interested in, and he made it sound like there's 100% chance that we've already reverse engineered all of it. Like he said that this shit is so top secret that the government, because he's saying that we have UFOs, we have legit UFOs that we've reverse engineered, and he said they wouldn't even pull these motherfuckers out unless, I think he said, unless nukes were being fired.
That's crazy.
Like it would have to be almost an end of the world situation for them to even contemplate pulling these UFOs out and using them.
Do you think it's because they don't want that information? Like they don't want the public to know that, or they don't want other countries given the opportunity to like maybe intercept that tech?
I don't know. I don't know, because I feel like at the end of the day, I mean, obviously you're not going to want anybody to intercept the tech.
Yeah. Cause then obviously the playing field's going to be level again. And
yeah,
that's not,
but if we are the sole owners of that technology, we rule the planet, in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
Not saying that's a great thing. Cause it definitely, for one power to rule the planet is a fucking terrible idea.
It's out of hand real quick.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to what like geological aspects.
I think that's what he said, right? Twiz and JJ. Don't hold me to that, but I could have swore he said there was some geological, like, I don't know if it was the storm or some type of magnetism or some shit like that, that ended up making them crash early on.
That's almost like the earth protecting itself. Shit's crazy.
I remember thinking, I wish I could remember more from that fucking episode. But I remember thinking, like, after that episode, like, fuck, like, it's about to pop off. Because he's saying by next year, there's going to be some dudes come. Actually, there's a book that's supposed to be coming out that's supposed to be, like, ridiculous.
I'm gonna have to carve paranormal. Yeah, see you, trucker. Stay weird. Keep your ears on. Listen for the weirdness out here. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm gonna have to watch them both because
I'm definitely gonna check out the disclosure one. I've just been trying to carve out because I was gonna do that over the weekend. But I end up not having much time, especially I got called in to go help with the snow and all that shit. So it was a mess.
I get that.
Bro, why are you coming in so hot with the F basketball shit? It's a little excessive.
At least he's passionate about it.
I mean, he can be passionate elsewhere. I'm not going to take shit.
Therefore, they can go through.
Indy was cool, Twiz. A little too many people for me, but it was cool. Most of the people there were nice, which I appreciate. Cities make me claustrophobic real fast and stressed. I get ultra stressed when I don't know where I'm going. It drives me crazy.
I'm the same way. Like,
actually, Twiz, the weather wasn't bad. It snowed very, very, very little on us. I don't even know if they maybe got an inch, but it went away. They took care of it pretty fucking fast.
It was hammering us out here.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I did see people complaining about the cost of Age of Disclosure.
Yeah. I think it's like, yeah, it's $20 to rent or whatever. I'm going to do it just because fuck it. I want to see it.
Yeah. I'm kind of torn between it because, like, on one hand, it's disclosure. So you think it should just be put out there. But on the other hand, I do know it's a film. They had to pay people to like record stuff and all this shit. So I'll probably do that too.
I'll do it. I don't know. I mean, I just want to see it. That's just that simple. I want to see the government guys talk is what I want to see. Yeah. I give a fuck less about the guy that made it or anything. Like, I just want to see the government guys talk, see what they put out there. Because even that guy said, you know, if this is what they're able to disclose, what else are they hiding? You know, what are they hiding?
Oh, yeah.
And it's still crazy to me that the guy said there were plenty of people that reached out and basically told him, like, this is not cool. You shouldn't be doing this. We're going to run interference, yada, yada, yada. And at the same time, there are sections of the government that are like, here's what we'll okay that you put out there.
Which...
So there's some sections of the government that are like, no, don't talk about it. Then there's other sections of the government that are like, we have to get this out there, which completely aligns with the Collins Elite situation when they were talking about warring factions within the government, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Collins Elite, I almost went down the whole Jack Parsons rabbit hole again. And I'm like, man, because I was looking into it, and I'm like, we've talked about this before. Where did we talk about this? And it was all throughout the Collins Elite. Where they were doing rituals and shit, and they...
Yeah, see, there's a lot of... I mean, I guess we're getting into it. I've been seeing a lot of that type of rigmarole going on.
Oh, yeah.
In certain camps about how 47 was ritualistic and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, it was Halloween.
And I'm like, bro. I was like, I don't know... that I buy into that.
Everybody gets on their calendar.
You know, that's why I said before I spout my mouth, I'm going to look into it a little bit more. I just can't for the life of me I'm not saying it's not possible, but for the average Joe like me, there's not a massive occult connection between aliens and us.
Hey, Holocult. We're back and excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. When it comes to your health, please, please leave it to a professional. I don't know about you guys, but my entire social feed has just been filled with different health trends. Like red light therapy can solve every skin problem, and you should be slamming olive oil shots first thing in the morning, or coconut oil this, elderberry that. Well, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, who are located close by, who are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. I haven't had to book a doctor's appointment, thankfully. I've been pretty healthy, but I have gotten on the app and kind of messed around with it a little bit, kind of booked mock appointments, and it is super easy. It's a one-stop shop for everything that you need. Find doctors in your area, doctors that take your insurance, doctors that can get you in within 48 hours. It's excellent. Excellent. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Holo1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/Holo1.
Hey, Holocult. If you're someone who likes your nicotine discreet, fast, and with enough flavor options to rival a candy aisle, listen up. Do we have some news for you? We're partnering with Free Pouches, and they just might be the most convenient upgrade your daily routine didn't know it needed. Free is a zero-tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want a simple, hassle-free way to enjoy nicotine, without smoke, vapor, or the smell. Everything about Free is engineered for ease. Fast flavor, fast effect, and fast delivery straight to your door. Free gives you a wide variety of options, from everything like strength range, offering pouches in 3, 6, 9, 12, and 15 milligrams, also in 6 distinct flavors, mint, wintergreen, lush, sweet, original, and new watermelon. Pouches come pre-primed, so flavor and effect hit instantly. No waiting around, no guessing. You might like a little suspense in your podcast, but you don't have to have them in your pouches. Just so you don't sleep on the best value pouches in the market, our listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with the promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch, freepouch.com, and use promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Like when I think of a cult, anyways.
Yeah, I don't necessarily buy in to aliens or demons, right? Because that's kind of how that's going to go, you know?
I don't either.
Talking with the, if you're going to cross over the occult and all that shit, like, I don't know about all that. So.
But I need to look at it a little bit more, you know, because I do believe in the possibility of everything. It's just, I don't know. Maybe tonight I'm just in the mood to like go back to my boxes. I don't, you know, I don't know.
I get that.
Yeah. I mean, I have not much patience right now because I am getting a little bit sick. So agitation is, it's not hard to ruffle my feathers currently.
Yeah. And I don't know. The term demonic gets thrown around so much. Like anything that falls outside of like particular narratives gets the good old wide brush stroke demonic paint brush there.
Yeah, it's funny that you actually say that because there's another suggestion that I wasn't going to talk about, but here we are. Fuck I just literally watched one about what they call it, a fucking spirit spouse. Shit like that. And ironically enough, this is where I wane a little bit. Because ironically enough, it fucks with like Christian marriages the most. It creates like
a spirit spouse.
Yeah, but it's actually a demon.
Oh.
/ Nephilim.
Oh.
That is, it creates sexless marriage, and yet there's high perversion. It's this whole big thing. And I'm like, yeah, it just sounds like an excuse to be like, I don't like my marriage. I want out.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me. Once again, I'm kind of in a mood tonight. And I'm not saying, hey, I'm not saying that shit doesn't happen. I'm not saying that at all, because we all know I believe in everything. However, I also, thank you for the happy birthday. Also, I believe that people are pieces of shit and find any reason to get out of certain things. Just throwing that out there. I'm realistic. I may believe in fucking everything. I mean, you guys could tell me.
People don't want to take accountability.
That's 90% of it right fucking there.
People don't want to take accountability.
That's being honest as fuck.
People don't want to deal with things head on, so they make shit up.
Yeah. Or somebody throws an idea at them and they're like, yep, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's definitely what's going on.
You know what? I could take responsibility, take accountability, and blame myself for my misgivings and my failings, or
I blame it on demon.
Nephilim spirit spouse over here could be fucking shit up.
Hey, and like I said, I ain't trying to throw shade. I ain't trying to throw shade at the paranormal at all. I'm throwing shade at the motherfuckers that use the paranormal as a goddamn scapegoat, which then in turn muddies the waters for the people who have had succubus encounters, who have had demonic encounters.
Like Brother John.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah.
Because that type of shit, all that does is just fuck the rest of the people who actually do have these encounters. Because it, like, and that's what else it kind of fucked me up is, like, one of the descriptions was basically having earmuffs for any youngins, wet dreams for men or women. That was another sign of this spirit spouse. But then at the same time, hey, let's get it even crazier. At the same time, they fucking included ChatGPT into the spirit spouse shit. They brought that in the mix.
Digital.
Because now people are falling in love with ChatGPT and having sex with ChatGPT per these little dreams. That's actually the demon. And I'm like, that sounds like a lot of fucking work. Also, sounds like you're making a lot of crazy ass connections, because it is true. We do know that people are falling in love with the ChatGPT shit, right?
That's called psychosis.
And it is called psychosis, but at the same time, that, in my opinion, is, I think you would agree, Steve, it's almost like falling in love with your echo chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have something.
It's
because
when
you ask it a question, there's a specific answer that you're looking for in return, and it figures that out, and it keeps telling you things that you want to hear, and you like that. Everybody likes that. Everybody likes that, right? That's all that shit is. And then somehow, I don't know, their brain fabricates it into far, far more, which is kind of an issue. But because at the end of the day, you have to know, like, this is not real. This isn't real. This is like a fucking Furby saying, I love you. And then you'd be like, I love you.
Doesn't and then work. You start getting work anyway. You start getting into sexual relationships with Furbies. That's a whole different thing.
It definitely is. It definitely is.
A whole different thing.
Spirit. And once again, I'm not talking shit on people. It just, some of this shit.
I mean, we can.
Also, but here's the other thing too, and I'll be honest with you, and Steve and I are probably gonna catch a lot of fucking hate for all this. there are some people that I watch and listen to that I don't know. Like, they just don't feel sincere at all. They feel like they're putting on a front. They're selling you a story. And I'm like, okay, you're a liar. I just can't do this with you. I just can't do it. Cause I don't know. I feel like I have a pretty good
bullshit rater, a meter.
Yeah. I'm not bad. I definitely, you can pull one over on me, but I feel like I can tell when people are genuine, and I can also tell when people are not. And I just feel like a lot of these videos that are going viral, 95 to 98% of them are disingenuous people who are just selling a fucking story so they can be influencers.
And set off our bullshit meter.
Yeah. That's my personal opinion. Twiz is out there trying to fight everybody. He loves that the smoke's being brought.
That's, yeah. Yeah. All I got to say is I'm with Kyle.
You know, and because of all that, I haven't even been on Instagram at all, because it just, like, it sucks so bad that you see a rad ass video and it's AI, or it's to the point where you can't even fucking tell anymore. And then, like, I read this cool ass article on 3-Eye Atlas and the moon. I'm like, dude, this is dope. But then at the end of it, and I don't know. That's the other thing. I don't even know if it's fucking fake or not, because at the end, I know that there are real places out there that'll write a story that they heard. Say we had a Hat Man encounter get sent to us, and we posted it on our page as the story. But at the end, we would write in the, basically, like, entertainment purposes, the speculation, what, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like these pages are trying to cover their ass for whatever fucking reason. And they're all starting to do that shit now. So it's like, well, are you writing a fucking story, or are you telling a truth and you're just fat? They're just writing this as for whatever fucking, I don't even know why you're doing it.
Yeah. The lines, especially now that social media is big, the lines between, like, pure fiction is just getting so blurred.
You know, it's crazy. Who fucking said that? Yeah, right here. People are absolutely fabricating stuff to go viral. And that 100%. Is driving me fucking crazy.
Do you know how many fucking times I've heard the story about the hunter with the thermal scope that's hearing the woman's voice?
Yeah, well, I brought it up just the other day.
Bro, we covered that story in Patreon probably 5 fucking years ago.
Because
I found it on Reddit. I have seen multiple different fucking people on podcasts claiming that that's their story. Get the fuck out of here. Of course.
That's nuts to me.
It's crazy. Because the first time I'm like, oh shit, that's really the dude? And then I see another one, different dude, like, same story. Like, obviously these people have stumbled across it on Reddit, on one of the paranormal boards, and they're like, that's going to hit.
See, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. That's so fucking crazy. Like, I don't know, man. Like, there's just shit in my brain. Listen, I'm all about, and sometimes I can tell when you over-exaggerate your story a little bit. I get that shit. I get it. That's human nature. You know, sometimes you're talking to the boys and you're like, yeah. And I smarted off to my boss, but you did smart off to your boss, but it was in your head. You didn't actually say it, but you're going to tell the boys that you said it to make yourself look a little, I get it.
Embellishment.
Embellish. Yeah. I get it. I get it. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But the straight up jack somebody's whole thing and be like, it was mine. What are you doing?
It's crazy.
What the fuck are you doing? I'll tell you right now, if I find, I'm on this train tonight, if I find out that any paranormal podcast is doing that type of shit, I'll fucking put, not only will I put them on blast, but we'll, me and Steve will never work with them. I am not, we are not here for embellishment. We are not here for fabrication.
No, we started this to A, talk about weird stuff. B, give people a platform to, you know, put out their experiences.
Yeah.
And to have people come in and just recycle shit. We're not saying this happened on our show, but we see it a lot.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is dog shit.
And I obviously there'll be grace for, because don't get it twisted. Some people can sell them motherfucking stories. Right. So if you get one pulled over on you, that's not your fault. That's not your fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not, that'd be like somebody coming on our show and fabricating this whole fucking story, you and me biting on it. And then people coming out and being like, that was fake, blah, 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 blah.
It happened to us with the time traveler shit.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's exactly it. And we came out and was honest about it. Like, hey, we got one pulled over on us.
Duped.
It is what it is. You know, I don't know. It just, it's crazy to me how twisted everything has become so fast.
And it sucks because there's such a, there is a gray area of grace where we're not only our experiencers trusting us to share their story, right? But we also have to trust them that they're telling the truth, that their stuff is legit, you know? So there's like a balance there. And when one side or the other takes advantage of that, like, shit sucks. Cause like, we're not here. If someone comes to us and be like, hey, I had this encounter, we're not here to vet it out, prove it wrong or any of that shit. We're just here to share it. Somebody wants to put that out there, what they've seen, what they felt, what they heard. And we're just a platform for that. We're not there to try to disprove it. Right.
No. So we might ask questions that seem like that's what we're doing. It's like, if you like in Bryce's case, if he was I found these big ass, Bigfoot tracks. Well, shit, do you have pictures of it or whatever? And if he were to say, yeah, well, can we see them? Yeah. You know, like those are the questions that we would ask, right? And it's not so much to disprove the story. It's just to see if you can further validate what you're telling us.
Yeah. Like I said, we're not here to like vet it out. Like you guys come to us with your experiences and we're here to put them out. Like, we're not here to like fine tooth comb it to make sure you're telling us the truth. We just trust you that you're telling us the truth. And that's like,
I mean, we know how it feels telling our stories too, though, Steve.
Mm hmm.
How, like, we could definitely sit here and because we do it all the time when we tell our stories, we're like, I can't, like, I know how crazy this is about the sound. This doesn't sound like it would be real, but I swear to God, this is what I experienced. Yeah. We get it.
And we're not saying that that's happened to us. Like, we haven't had anybody come on our show that we think's embellished anything to that extent or anything like that, but we are seeing it through the media. Through social networks and shit. So we're not calling anybody out in the Hollow Camp. We're just saying that we're picking it up from other places. What else we got?
I guess that's the thing, JJ, between us and you guys. And like, there are some of us just want to get the story out, whether that be like, I'm real big on documentation. I think it's extremely important for people out there, not just us, but the people that are out there, kind of like the humanoid encounter books. It's a clear documentation of weird experiences that were like, to me, those books are extremely important.
Yep. Cause it is verbatim the encounter. Rosales doesn't put any kind of opinion in it. He just says, this happened 1966 Argentina. Boom. That's that.
I think those are super important. Super important. Because that's how you find patterns. That's how you find phenomena. Yep. It's through shit like that. I think that's extremely important. And then I also believe that there are people that want to get those stories out to get them off their fucking chest.
Oh, 100%.
I think those are the two real types of people that want to get them stories out. It's not about attention. It's not about fame. It's one of those two things. It's documentation or getting this weight off their chest.
And finding other people that have experienced something similar, you know? Yeah. Because if you go to the coffee shop and start saying, hey, I got an alien implant, people are going to say, you need to leave. But you come here and you say, I got an alien implant, we're like, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 For sure.
Burton, what's up?
Crazy.
Yeah. Kyle's birthday was one day. What day was it last week?
25th.
25th. Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, it's okay to like John saying like I hear a noise, I'm gonna probably gonna react. Of course. Of course. I would too. I'd be 100% honest. Like if we were out ghost hunting, everything I hear, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck was that?
Oh yeah.
Everything.
And yeah, Bigfoot Society is a good example. Jeremiah is a great interviewer and in giving people the opportunity to tell their story. And he has that Bigfoot section dialed in. He's out there doing work.
I think he's a net positive for the Bigfoot community.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Like that's God's honest truth. He's like, and that's also what I can appreciate about Jeremiah is he's always been Jeremiah. He does his thing.
Yep.
He stays to what it ain't even about staying in his lane. He's true to himself. And I fucking appreciate those people.
Yep. And in turn, he is documenting so many Bigfoot encounters that would never have made it out to the world.
Yeah.
The way he's doing his platform, the way he's given himself or the way he's given people a chance to come on his show, come on his lives constantly. Like the dude grinds nonstop.
Yeah.
And he is documenting so many Bigfoot encounters that either people wouldn't talk about, they get swept under the rug. Places like the BFRO wouldn't want to touch, you know, because it doesn't fall into specific nice little Bigfoot boxes. He's doing such a service to the Bigfoot world by getting these people on a show, giving these people a platform, giving them a chance to talk, and in the process, digitally documenting all of these cases as he's going.
Yeah, I think, real talk, I think he'll be a pillar in the Bigfoot community if he keeps going on his path.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll be one of the guys. Like, and I mean that in the context of, like, they're going to be somebody that looks at him for answers.
Yeah.
Because think about all, like, that's what makes him so special and it sets him apart from Steve and I, because Steve and I are scattershot. We go after everything, but he's so, like, narrowed in on his shit. He's going to be ultra knowledgeable in the future because of all the stories he's gathered in. He's going to be finding his own links. And I just think it's going to lead to really positive things for the Bigfoot community and for him.
Yeah. And on top of that, like Colleen says, like he puts boots on the ground.
Yeah, for sure.
He goes out, like there's a big Bigfoot encounter here. He'll be there within, you know, not everywhere, obviously, but he's went to a bunch of places this past year. Now that he started doing it full time and he's got some time under his belt, he has been out to Oregon, I'm pretty sure. Like he's making his rounds. There was something else I was going to say, but I forgot.
Oh,
yeah. I was going to say Bryce. He was in here earlier. The guy who came on did the Pond Creek Monster. He just went on Jeremiah's show. So that should be dropping before too long.
Nice.
It is sad that Dr. Meldrum died because he brought a much needed scientific lens to the Bigfoot world. But also wasn't close-minded enough to like shut a lot of the other stuff down. So that Did Eric have Dr. Meldrum on his show?
I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me.
I think he did. He might be one of the last interviews Meldrum did, if I remember correctly. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. But yeah, we fucking went on a tangent there, didn't we?
Yeah, that's about 40, 45 minutes.
Sometimes things need to be said. It's just how it is. Oh, yeah. Yes, one of the last interviews, if not his last. I thought so, because it was like over the spring or summer, right before he really, really started getting sick. What else was I going to say? Yeah, we got the two documentaries we need to watch. This is what I was going to talk about. What do we think about the tridactyl mummified bodies that have been going on?
I don't know that I've heard this.
Oh, you had to have seen them. It's been going on for a while.
Bro, I'm dead serious. I have not been doing internet lately. It's been nothing but letting me down.
Let me pull them up. So it's the mummies from Peru that are kind of like a big deal. They got like three fingers on their hands and all this stuff.
Where'd they find them at?
In Peru, in like a cave or some shit.
That makes sense.
Here, I'm going to share a screen.
I feel like that's a very dinosaur-y area.
It's not like a pterodactyl. These are humans.
Wait. Oh, I did hear about this then.
Yeah.
I just sound like a pterodactyl.
They call them
that
tridactyls.
That sounds like a pterodactyl.
Yeah. Because it has three.
And weren't the face peelers from that area?
Yeah. So here, let me screen share here. The reason I'm bringing it up, because they just found another one. They just found a new one. And I'm curious as to what people are thinking about.
Show me a picture.
Show Kyle the tridactyls. Yeah,
let me see tridactyl.
I'm going to share you a screen of the tridactyls. We can talk about
troglodytes.
Mm.
That's from Small Soldiers, right? That's a great movie.
Can you guys see these things? I can't be on both screens. These things that they're finding.
I can't really. Can you zoom in?
Yeah, let me click. This one's monster.
Command plus.
Oh. Okay, hold on.
Command plus. Does it work? Yes, it does. Aha.
Here we go. How's that? Is that better?
It's a little better.
The first discovered human-sized tridactyl. You see they're long fucking.
So science has already established tridactyl.
Some science.
Because the way that reads is first human-sized tridactyl. What?
Here we go. General information. Discovery location, southern Peru. Estimated age, 1,800 years. Anatomical features, three fingers on hands and feet, fingers and toes with five phalanges, presences of joints, body very well preserved with visible skin and partially visible fingerprints on hands, feet, no hair, no ear flap, higher cranial capacity than humans, size, 6 feet, 1 inch, gender, female, no, recent DNA studies suggest Maria may be a male, so she would be a Mario.
Show that picture up at the top again. Yeah, that fucking weird one. Why you got a smug ass look on his face?
Because it's a mummy. And they did these. Come on. Just work.
I mean,
they did these scans of it.
Steve.
Huh.
So would their footprints be like this?
Yeah.
Wasn't the Hopkinsville Goblin's footprints like that? And there's a bunch of other entities too.
Yes. They found tri footprints. I covered it in the.
I know we've done several stories with it.
Well, someone sent us a picture.
I remember.
Someone sent us a picture of one that stepped out.
I remember the story, but I remember the pictures.
Left a wet, I don't know, maybe it wasn't snow. Anyway, left a wet concrete tridactyl footprint.
Yeah. I just didn't know we were calling it tridactyl.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I feel like that's a really dumb name. The science should do better.
What would you call it?
I don't know, probably three-toe.
Yeah, three-toe's good. That sounds like a dinosaur too, though.
Yeah, I guess it does. Damn it.
But the reason I bring it up, because I just found another one. They're still finding these things.
Where did they find this new one?
Peru.
Oh, so all in the same spot?
Yeah. I think this one's name's Antonio.
An interesting name.
And
one I like them, it, though. I like it. I like that name.
One of them has, like, a fetus inside of it, and also, like, these weird metal spheres.
Inside it?
Yeah.
Bro, we need to get them spheres and then put them in you.
First tridactyl with it hair. Happens. This one has hair.
Hell yeah. That way I can circle headbang.
Yeah. This looks like E.T.
That, I was going to say, that is definitely not the same picture we were looking at earlier.
No, this is Josefina.
Yeah.
That's Josefina. This
that looks one, like E.T.
Yeah. Look at this little guy.
He's a little feller. That could definitely be the Hobsonville Goblin.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah, like I was saying, there's a giant
hand. Man, them ones are fucking creepy. Yeah, those hands are creepy as fuck.
There's been Bigfoot encounters where people have seen a Sasquatch, went back out, found Sasquatch prints, but also found weird three-toed footprints with the Sasquatch. Oh,
that's so weird.
What are we thinking about?
Jeebies.
What are we thinking about these holocoles?
Bro, that's not human. I don't give a fuck who you are if that's not human.
If it is human,
then our lineage is so more fucked than we could have ever imagined.
Even beyond that, think of the connotations if this is a hoax, if this is human, because this would require someone to be digging up graves and manipulating these mummies, which I feel like is a vast moral no-no.
Yeah.
And you got, like, the Peruvian government, like, I don't know. There's a whole thing behind it that people want to check DNA, and, like, some people, like, some parts are trying to stop them. And
I mean, guys, hold on, Steve. Guys. I do get what try means. Generally translated like with three. So I get it. The part that fucks me up is dactyl. Why are we using the word dactyl? Because pterodactyl has wings.
It's got fucking bones.
The fuck else would it have?
I don't know if it was fake. Like, some of those look like fucking paper mache. Okay.
Yo, yeah, I'm with you on that. For sure.
But they got bones and teeth and shit.
I mean, if they got teeth, then they're definitely real.
Look.
It is crazy because it looks like a fucking human skeleton.
Yeah, well, why has it got such big-ass long toes?
I don't know. Like, yeah, what would be the point in having three fingers and three toes?
That make you run faster?
But bro, you ain't got thumbs. How the fuck are you supposed to open stuff?
You ain't, because you can run fast.
Even the turtles had three, but they had thumbs.
Look at the stompers on this one.
I know. Those things are ridiculous.
Bro, think
out. That one was probably fucking famous because his toes are long as fuck.
That foot is almost the same size as the whatever that leg bone is.
Bro, it's seriously, he's got like the heel of his foot. And the rest is all toe.
Yeah, long toe. Toe nadactyl.
It's seriously like a foot long toe on that head.
Look at those
things. I mean, that dude can do whatever he wants.
That would be so terrifying. Like, if these are alien, hearing those things splatting in your, like, kitchen floor.
I've never heard of polydactyl cats, and that's a stupid fucking name, too.
Is that like,
I guess it's three-toed fucking cats.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the polydactyl cats.
Yeah.
Biker mice from Mars. Street sharks.
Worst namers ever. Can't believe you guys are defending.
Look at these faces.
I know, they're not.
If this is real.
The prettiest.
Oh, there is hair. But if
that's hair?
Yeah, see? A little chin beard or something.
No, I can't see, but.
Oh, sideburn. Look, a sideburn.
Hell yeah. He got styling and profiling.
Yeah, that's sideburn.
Okay, I see it. That's fucking weird looking.
It's weird.
It does look like paper mache and somebody just glued fucking hair to its head.
On top of a skeleton.
Yeah.
Ooh, some of them have fingernails. I think it's finger pads.
What the fuck? Wait.
Where am I going? Hold on.
Did they date these things?
No, they said like 1800 years from 1800 years ago.
It's not even that long ago.
No, but would be in line with probably other mummies of Peru. First discovered Sebastian. This might be a teenager.
He's got a hell of a frown on him.
Three fingers with four flanges, three toes with three flanges. Flanges?
Yeah, is that like sections?
Yeah, like knuckle sections.
Yeah. Why don't they just say joints?
Yeah. Because they're scientists.
I know, they're so stupid.
I don't know. Oh, it's got a metal plate on the back of its head.
That's fucking weird. Maybe he was a slave. Or a prisoner. That's fucking weird.
That is fucking weird.
Why the hell would it have a random ass metal plate like that?
Because it got a fly UFO.
Mm. Maybe it was like, so it's like his docking port?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is weird.
They could make that dude go nowhere, though. Get a big ass magnet.
I knew Magneto was going to get brought in, yes.
Yeah, where are you going? Nowhere.
Aren't these fucking weird?
They're definitely strange,
first
dude.
First pregnant tridactyl.
What's with their eyes?
I don't know. That was a big thing. Like, if these were manipulated actual human bodies, they said that they would have to manipulate the faces so much, like cut the eye slits and shit, which... is probably like, I guess, definitely in desecrating a corpse area for some alien clout.
Oh, for sure.
Gender female preservation, very well preserved skeletal structure with perfect symmetry.
That's three strange.
Fingers on hands and feet, fingers with four phalanges, presence of 19 centimeter fetus, medical implants, 10.
What the fuck? Oh, there's definitely one on the head there.
Yeah, you got this dome piece here. Look like maybe a little kneecap thing. This, whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she got a forehead thing.
Dude, that's wild.
Their hands.
Bro, we can fist fight the fuck out of these things.
Yeah, they just poke you in the eyes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because your block could be, we ain't got the gap. You'd have to use both hands.
Yeah. Imagine if, like, they ran their fingers up your nose.
No. Oh, God. Why? Terrible.
What is that? Is that solid gold?
I hope so. It is, isn't it? I think she's so. Rich. Looks like it. Man, they were doing, like, subdermal shit.
Yeah. No, that's
body mods.
Tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
To block their brain waves.
Yeah. That was the first Magneto helmet.
Yeah, you're right. Look at that.
That's so weird.
Is that another one?
It's kind of fucking cool, though. That's like taking gold teeth to a whole new level.
Yeah.
But fuck it. I'm just going to pour gold right into my skull.
Gold dome plate.
It's fucking cool. Oh, shit, that's good observations. Third eye. That's weird.
Oh, that is weird. They should put the holocult on the case of the tridactyls.
We'd figure it out pretty fast if we got all the tools and the stuff. We'd figure it out.
I ain't clicking all these sus links. I'm sorry. I was just trying to see where the pregnancy thing was. And I don't think we can share the videos.
Bro, that shit is strange.
Weird, right? I'm surprised we hadn't really talked about it before now.
Hey, didn't the little... Oh, yeah. Yeah, the little ones came from Peru, too, right?
Yeah.
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 Strange. Wait, that one looks pretty fucking little to me.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Antonio. He's the one that got the hair.
Bro, you're a little feller.
That's a
little that definitely could be a Hobsonville goblin right there.
Yeah. First tridactyl that may be a child, Santiago.
Does it give like average height on these things?
Some of them are about our height. Most of them are around between 5.5 and 6 feet tall.
I still put money on us in a fight though.
Yeah, this one got baby teeth.
Just don't punch it in that metal forehead though. I'll fuck your hand up.
Yeah, look how little they are there.
Yeah.
Bro, so weird. Could it just be an alternate human species?
I don't know, dog.
Maybe. Because that even looks like bone structure. Like, you know how we just have empty sockets for our eyes? Yeah. This is like bone structure.
It does look like that. What is that fucking tangled mess?
Yeah. Look, that looks like it's been sawed off.
Yeah. Oh no, bro. Like I said, 1800 years isn't that far ago.
Mm-mm. Oh damn, they have autopsy reports? Virtual autopsies? This shit's weird.
And what were they like? They're putting those in the human bracket?
I don't think they know.
I was going to say, because I feel like that's reaching.
They're saying, hey, look at the fingerprints on this.
It still has fingerprints?
Look at that.
Zoom in on that motherfucker.
Command plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's weird, bro.
Dude, that's strange. I wouldn't have guessed that it would have had fingerprints.
Well, it does. Looks like it's covered in mud.
Does.
Oh, toe prints. My bad.
Same thing.
Yeah, flanges, whatever. No, I don't want to log in to Cambriar Idiodometry. Dang.
Dude, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It probably does, Virgil. Probably just says entertainment purposes only. I'd be so pissed.
I missed literally everything in the chat when I was there. So
that's okay.
I don't know. Shit's weird. But that's like a big UFO thing. I know. Who was it that went and looked at him? Was it Greer or something? I don't know. Some big UFO head was down there checking him out.
Yeah, well.
Twiz, I'm not logging in. I already have my credit card hacked this month.
All I know is they won't make a very good fist, so
only fans,
we win.
Only fans for three toes. Ew. I wonder what sauce goes well with tridactyl mummies.
None.
I mean, humans did eat mummies for a while.
Not this one.
I've never eaten a mummy either.
Please don't.
I don't. I feel like it would be really dry.
Be like eating the fucking dry frosted mini wheat.
Yeah. Full of drywall dust.
Everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about too.
Yeah. Salad fingers. It does look like salad fingers. Salad fingers was soft disclosure for the tridactyls. Yeah, you're right, Virgil. If they go poking around, that's because their fingers are probably like this long. They can get way up in there, do a little brain scratch. But yeah, I saw that they just found another one. Let me find that. Let me look. We're not done yet. Talk amongst yourselves.
Hey, Twiz, controversial take. Sweet Baby Ray's is too hyped.
Oh, here we go. Dude, I just saw this. Why isn't it on here? I should save these things whenever I find them.
Yeah.
Because it literally just popped up in one of the science forums. Let's take a gander here. See what else we got. That's crazy that we haven't talked about these before, though. That's wild.
Man, that's like the first time I've ever... I like KC style barbecue sauce. That's my fave.
Oh, here we go. Here's an article. Let's talk about this article. See what this.
Not much into the sweet stuff, JJ.
While you guys are trying to decide what sauce would go best on mummy meat,
definitely KC style.
I'm gonna share this screen.
I'll just try it on a dry frosted mini wheat and let you guys know.
That sounds worse than just eating mummy meat. Okay.
Really?
According to the Daily Mail, this is, oh, cool. Have a monthly gift. This was from January of this year, so 10 months ago. Scientists studying alien mummies from Peru claim bodies are 100% real after new details emerge. The alien mummies discovered in Peru have largely been dismissed as a hoax by the scientific community, but researchers studying the specimens believe otherwise. Dr. Jose Zalce, a former director of the Mexican Navy Medical Department, has analyzed 21 of the strange bodies, finding fingerprints, bone wear, dental formations, muscular features, and internal organs, proving that they are 100% biological organisms. He even claimed that some were pregnant, making them impossible to fake or replicate fraudulently, says Zalce, who has testified under oath that the mummies are real following his 6 years of work for them. So I guess they've been out for a minute now. Recent scans of pregnant mummy revealed what appeared to be an intact fetus that has the same physical characteristics of the corpses, which the team said was proof of authenticity. That's, if it's a hoax, that's pretty good when you go and make the fetus have the same physical characteristics as the mother.
Yeah.
The mummies first exploded on the scene when controversial UFO enthusiast and journalist Jaime Muasan ushered two small beings into the Mexican Congress. Yeah, that's where they first.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. And he's kind of a polarizing figure, because he has pulled some stuff out that has been hoaxes, but he's also pulled some stuff out that like seems more legit. So it's hard to tell one way or the other with this guy.
Yeah. Usually when you're doing hoaxes, you're not going to get a whole lot of believers.
Yeah. So Dr. Zalce and his team have performed x-rays, CAT scans with 3D reconstruction, fluoroscopy, DNA analysis, forensic fingerprinting, tissue sample examinations for each bodies over the last 6 years. These confirm with 100% certainty that they are organic, biofunctional, and skeletal anatomically, and the skeletal anatomical authenticity. Whew. So it doesn't say that they're human. He doesn't say that they're alien. He just says that they are functional biological organisms, which is interesting.
I know. I feel like it's a cop out.
That they're fake or that they're aliens?
I don't know. I just feel like he probably has a pretty good idea of what he wants it to be, and he's just not going to say it.
Mantilla also believes the mummies are remains from an unknown species of hominin due to having some physical characteristics of a human, which is kind of like what we were talking about a little bit. Maybe they were.
Yeah, but from 1800 years ago?
I don't know, man.
I mean, it could be. It definitely could be, but like I said, that would be that our history is definitely not what we think it is.
Which is,
I mean, it's part of the course for sure.
Probably right, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not disputing that, but.
Because it would probably be, I mean, what was the population of the Earth 1800 years ago? Let's go to Google.
No, JJ, I haven't heard about the three other species of humanoids.
Hey, Holocult. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days.
Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly to your front doorstep. And you can get them 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code HOLO. Having trouble sleeping? They've got a gummy for that. Sleepy Time gummies knock you out in about 15 minutes. They leave you feeling refreshed, and they don't leave you with a feeling of grogginess or hangover. Having just one of those days where just everybody sucks and everything is going wrong, you just need to reset your mood and your day as a whole. They've got gummy for that too. Epic Euphoria gummies. Just reset your mood and turn your frown upside down. What makes these different is how they've paired THC with other cannabinoids, with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, HoloCult listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code HOLO at checkout to save 20% on your first order.
That I haven't been interneting very much lately.
The global population 1800 years ago is estimated to have been between 170 and 300 million people. So less people than are in the United States today. So it would be fairly easy for a sect of these tridactyls to exist and nobody know anything about them.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, like you were, I think you telling me about, right, the fucking lost tribes in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I watched an interesting document. Now we're just flying off the handle here. I watched an interesting documentary on YouTube. Can't remember the name of it or I would shout them out. But I think it had Lyle. What's the dude's name? He's the crypto guy. Wears the dumb
leather hat.
Lyle. Somebody in the chat's going to tell me. Anyway, YouTube documentary where they are getting reports down in southern Texas, kind of around the Trinity River, of people encountering Lyle Blackburn. Knew it. Yeah, Blackburn. People encountering, like, actual OG Native American tribes. I don't know if they're necessarily uncontacted, but they have like lived out in the swamps and stuff still the same way that they lived hundreds of years ago. There was an encounter of a lineman down there, was out in the middle of nowhere, just checking on, doing some routine maintenance on some electrical lines. And as he's up on the pole, he looks down and there were essentially, I don't know, I can't remember, 3 to 5 Native American Indians, bows drawn, looking at him. He kind of looks at them. They look at him and he's like, oh shit, what's going on? And then they just turn around and walk back off into the forest. Same general location. There was another father and son. I believe they were fishing, kind of come around this corner in their fishing boat in on the river. And there is another Native American in a dugout canoe, just trucking down the water, just kind of passes him by and goes on his way. In the documentary, they go out into the middle of nowhere and they land on this island this swamp island, and they it's the crazy shit. It's miles and miles and miles away from anything. They land, they're not on that thing for 3 minutes, and they find human footprints. Like shoeless human footprints on this island. It's crazy shit. It all started because like Lyle's a big like Dogman Bigfoot guy, like obvious crypto guy, but he'd been hearing cases of people not hearing whoops, not hearing like Bigfoot howls, but hearing legitimate like war cries down in southern Texas. And he had read cases about him, encounters about him. So he was like, this is interesting. So he gets with this other guy and they go down there and look around. I just don't think it's that. Like we have uncontacted tribes that we know of in the Amazon. I'm certain in Africa. So to think that there's not uncontacted tribes that we don't know of is kind of naive.
Yeah, definitely agree. There's more than enough land out there for people to disappear.
And so does
stay.
Yeah.
But it would suggest like the guy in the boat that he has seen us before. With the, like if he just chilled rode past him, like,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It means that he's probably seen us before.
Yeah. Which would make sense because like they're obviously, it's almost like the Bigfoot thing. They're obviously taking steps to be elusive, to stay away from people. Yeah. They're probably a lot more aware of people than people are aware of them.
Yeah, I would agree because they're probably sneaky as fuck.
Oh, yeah. And you got to think way down there in like the, what they call it, the Big Thicket or something like that in Texas. I can't remember. It's somewhere down there. Like the only people you're going to encounter out there is probably hunters on occasion and like maybe fishermen, but like it wouldn't take all that much to stay away from people. There was that dude in Maine who just went off into the woods and existed for 23 years and nobody knew it.
That's so wild.
It's crazy.
What's crazy is that like they would tell you that somebody owns that land.
Yeah.
Y'all got to leave.
Yeah, they arrested him. The main guy.
Really?
Well, they arrested him because he was breaking into hunting cabins and stuff and like stealing canned goods. That's how he got busted. Wow. Eventually, there was a security camera that started catching him. Because people would come back to their cabins and they would be like gone through with like.
That is a pretty shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
I get it. But at the same time, you chose that life, so don't be a piece of shit.
It's it just made me like I've been really on this whole how I've been spending a lot of time on the Bigfoot forums on Reddit, and it's been pissing me off. So as Reddit will do, because you get people in there like trying to prove a point. That like, oh, the best Bigfoot footage we've ever got is still from 1967. So, you know, it's Occam's razor to think that that was probably a hoax since we haven't got any better footage. And then this same person is like trying to make the argument like we have cameras that are ready. How are we not getting better videos? And people are in there like, you know, I'll be out in the woods and a moose will walk by and I'll be so like shocked at seeing it. I'm not going to take my phone out and take a picture of it or take a video of it. And they're like,
same thing happened to you.
Yeah. And then he's like, but we still have thousands of great pictures of moose. And I'm like, under this assumption, you are thinking that there is the same population of Bigfoots as there are moose in America, which is the, I can't say that it's right or it's wrong, but I'm going to say it's probably not. It's just this way of thinking that is so like non-plausible. Like, cause you're comparing apples to oranges, you know, like if there's a population of 1,000 Bigfoot, and you're trying to compare it to the amount of pictures taken from a population of 2 million moose, like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, that's not even a comparable thing to compare.
Well, the other thing, too, not really, not that this applies so much to Bigfoot, but it kind of swings back to that age of disclosure. According to the guy who did the documentary, there is scientific proof as to why we can't get good pictures of things.
Because they're blurry.
Namely, UFOs. And that's because that supposedly most UFOs exist in their own space and time. They are actually legitimately manipulating time, space around them, which is why we can't get good video and photo of them most of the time. And they also said that also explains why to our eyes, we may see a 100 by 100 craft, but if you were to go inside, it would be the size of 2 city blocks. It's because it's existing in its own time and space. Very interesting.
While on paper, that makes sense to me. In my brain, that's hard to fathom. That's crazy.
I guess I just don't let my brain go that road. I just go, yeah, that makes sense.
Because you hear that a lot. Like, it makes sense. You hear a lot of abduction cases where, like, people will walk into these crafts and it be exponentially bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
He said it, like, per the government and all that bullshit, that it has something to do with them being able to distort time and space. Like, they said that these things can just, like, go into the water without making a ripple, go through the water without disturbing the water at all. Water doesn't even fucking react to it. It's like it's not even there. And they said that these things, that's how, it's also how they, that UFOs can literally, if they want to, they could fly right through our house without damaging our house. They could fly right through mountains, trees, with like it's a cheat code. They're not even there. Fly right through them.
Kind of like ghosts.
Yeah.
Which
fucking weird.
Is fucking weird. It has to have something to do with dimensional space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the fact that, like, essentially everything is made up of atoms, right? Like, this wall is just made up of atoms. If you can manipulate those atoms, you could pass through. Like, if you can time it perfectly, you could pass through that wall.
Sure.
What? I got to watch it now, because does he say they're from space?
I think he believes that some are from space. Some are
interdimensional. So we're dealing with multiple different factions.
And probably some here on the planet. Which is kind of what we've been saying, that there's a high likelihood of all three.
Ultra-terrestrials, extraterrestrials, interdimensionals.
Yeah. Which,
that blows someone like my mind.
For someone like me, I love that. Because I like my little boxes.
That blows my mind.
It checks all my boxes.
That makes it worse.
Why?
Because now there's a whole bunch of them.
They can fucking get it.
They can't fucking get it.
I ain't sweating no three toes. We'll fucking tridactyl. Same scary name.
Marry one, F1, kill one. Interdimensional being, ultra-dimensional being, extraterrestrial.
Ultra dimensional, is that
what one is? In the earth. They exist already.
Those are stupid. So I'll probably murk that one. I probably had to choose the interdimensional one as the forever option.
I was gonna say the same thing on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that only leaves one. Yeah. That only leaves one other.
Get some little get back. A little get back.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm going to try to make some time and watch that motherfucker. I don't know when I'm going to have time, though.
I'm the same way. Like, everything's so scattered here at the end of the year. Like, I still got a bunch of interviews I need to book, but I'm probably just going to wait till the first of the year.
Well, we got to record an episode before
Monday. Well, we can do that tomorrow if you want.
That's fine.
Not the right one. I got some things together, but I don't know if it's together enough to be together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got also for our Patreon stuff. I wanted to get on earlier so I could talk to you about it. However, I didn't. I was helping my son with his homework, so on and so forth. My daughter had a damn Christmas thing program that I had to go to tonight as well.
I was helping Maddox with homework right up until I got on here too.
Yeah.
I haven't done sophomore geometry in like 25
Weird.
Years.
I was helping Gage with math too.
God damn.
Yeah. Geometry's stupid.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
It's a bunch of angles and shapes.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb. But yeah, I'm working on the artwork for the new Patreon gig that Steve and I have discussed. Got some really cool ideas for it. Also, may have settled in my head on a hoodie design. I got to run that by Steve, though. Got to try to explain my head to Steve. It can get rather intricate.
It's fine.
Yeah. I think I got some, and if Steve can find the time to do the Patreon thing with me, then I've got some pretty good ideas. Pretty good ideas.
Which hopefully,
I think it's gonna be sweet.
Hopefully my schedule frees up a little bit.
Yeah, you need to switch to days so we can do the Patreon thing. And it's essentially gonna be night shift on crack.
Well, yeah. You get to watch us using illicit substances. Just kidding, not really. Don't flag us, YouTube. We're not really using crack.
No. that's the worst idea.
Oh. Growing up in East LA, there have been a lot of stories of the hills and sewers I've ran into. I want to start a podcast on the things going on there while you're on. Do that.
Hey, Colleen and Verge.
Oh, yep. See you, Colleen and Virgil. Have a good night.
Well, I know you like night shift.
Yeah, night shift's not going anywhere, Twiz.
Oh. I just found a new love, and I'm going to combine loves.
Salvia bong rips. Yeah, but as far as like scheduling interviews and stuff, like the rest of the month is going to be ridiculous with the holidays and everything going on. Yeah. So I'll probably start scheduling some more at the beginning of the year.
Well, you know what's super dope? And I'm going to rub it in everybody's face real quick because I'm kind of privileged. I went from never, ever, for what, 15 years, not having any vacation, to now, it's not even a part of my paid vacation. But I get 2 weeks off for Christmas.
Oh, that's sick.
That's not a part of my vacation. Not but I still get paid.
Not to rub it in anyone's face or anything. But I get to work Christmas Eve and Christmas Day Eve. Some of us got it made.
Dilmo, I should have seen you the picture of the giant box of fishing lures I just got in the mail.
Oh, yeah. He sent it to me. He sent it to me. He says, I think I have a problem. And I said, well, it's better than doing meth. So I don't see a problem.
No. I'm super excited, though.
Virgil put a stop to it. They're still there. He said it ain't his bedtime yet.
He said, doubt that.
No, but Kyle's got a pretty good idea. Possibly getting some Patreon content out there.
It's a fucking grand idea. I think it's the smartest idea we've had in a hot minute. And it's easily achievable. And I just have awesome artwork in mind.
Would we have to get different cameras?
No, we have GoPros.
We do have GoPros. You were a goddamn genius.
I know. And I have a spectacular idea on how we can do some shit. So, there are things about fishing videos that drive me crazy, but I've already got a solution to them. So
you want me to be underwater the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here.
And I'm going to hook you up with a walkie talkie and you can tell me where to put my lure.
Yes. Fish finder, the hollow finder.
Twiz, you gonna drive all the way to Illinois to do some fishing?
I'm not good at fishing, I'll tell you that much. If there's a science behind it, I'm not a fishologist.
Bro, I don't even care. I don't even know what you're talking about with
Xenomorphs.
And it is what it is. I love fishing now, so it's just going to increase the odds of me getting abducted.
Not to rub it in your face, but I get to buy my wife a $10,000 transmission for her car for Christmas.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah. That's no fun. You know what? That's valid, Twiz.
The fuck are you scared of Illinois for? Illinois sucks.
That's why. That's the reason to be scared of it. Everyone's good at fishing. Few are good at catching. Yeah, that's like me and my little brother went fishing once, and I said, I lost more fish than you've ever caught.
I sent Steve a video. I put, this is how our fishing ventures are going to be, and it's just people falling into the river and off boats and... like, that's going to be us.
I did fall into the Kaskaskia River at the dam spillway once.
I love it.
Yeah, I took the boys there. Maddox was still little. He's probably like 5. And I'm walking down these steps because they get like at the spillway, they got concrete steps to kind of go down to the water so far. And the water was up, so it was over some of the steps. And I was thinking, because I went down one, and there was just a little bit of water on the step. And I'm thinking, I bet that's going to be slick as fuck. Shoof. Right in the water.
It's awesome.
And Maddox, he was like trying. I'm like, you just get away. Just stay away from the water, because if you come in the water, then we're gonna have a big problem.
Oh yeah, Steve, we need to buy a drone too.
Who knows how to fly a drone?
I'll fucking learn. You know I can.
I got some drones.
There ain't shit that I can't learn.
I got 2 battle drones that I got the boys.
And they got cameras on them?
No.
Oh, that's
they're made out of Nerf material.
We can battle them.
Yeah, they're made out of Nerf material, so you run them into each other.
That's cool.
We don't fly them very good, though.
That's the fun of it.
We can't get them close. We can't figure out how to fly them to get them close enough to run into each other.
I think that'll be half the fun of Steve and I going fishing, is that we aren't the best fishermen out there. But we have fun. And it's going to be a lot of trash talking to fish. But at the same time, it's going to be interactive, where I need you Patreon members to help.
Yeah, you're going to have to do your fair share.
This is true. Pull your weight.
Anyone can fly. Actually, we may have an ace up our sleeve, because if Ev gets his new gig, he's going to be trained to fly drones. And he's also probably the best fisherman that I know. So,
he's definitely more than welcome to come. I was actually going to tell you that. I forgot to text you. I was like, hey, you're going to have to tell Ev Dad when it gets warm. We're going to have to make a fucking trip up here and
show us how to do
we're
shit.
We're all going to have to get together and go fishing. Whatever, bro. I know so much shit now. I have YouTube the fuck out of it. God. He's just better at applying techniques than I am currently.
I don't think he does have techniques. I can't say he doesn't.
Oh, he's definitely good. Because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. he's at the point now where he's a size king now.
Oh, see, I don't give a fuck.
He's always trying to break his PR.
No, not me. I'm trying to catch shit. That's what I'm doing.
The most important decision was scotch to bring. What species fish are we targeting? Anyone that will bite.
All fish are on the table. Steve and I do not discriminate.
Kyle will not go ice fishing.
No, I'm not. No, I ain't that level yet.
He's not that dedicated.
No, I ain't that level yet. A, don't like the cold. B, still scared of water.
For better or for worse, Kyle's hyper focus is amazing. Whenever he gets locked in on something,
I go full throttle.
It's ridiculous.
I go full throttle.
I don't have the patience. My ADHD kicks in, and then I'm just over it. If I can't figure something out, how to do it perfectly, super perfect the first time, fuck it. Over it.
I love that for you, though.
Oh, I'm just done with it.
I there are times where I wish I was that way.
I may revisit it months down the road, but if I have the same outcome where it still sucks, nah. I'll do something else.
I fucking love that reaction for some people, though. Some people like deserve to be able to try something and throw the crib out the window. Like, I love that for some people. Some days I wish I was that person that I'm just like, no, fuck this piece of shit. Out the window it goes. And like, no regrets, not even mad about it. It instantly makes you feel better and you go sit down and watch TV.
Yeah.
I envy that sometimes.
I just break. Where I'm just like, no, I cannot be more done with this. That's just where I am. Oh, dude, Everett's had a lot of trial and error, right? Funniest story ever. In 2019, when the levees broke again down here, of course, yeah. All we did was fish that summer.
Hell yeah!
So he likes cast nets. He likes to catch live bait. So I got him. We probably went through 14 fucking cast nets that summer. We're down there on the river road on 100, the waters come right up to the road where we can stand on the road and fish. There is one singular fence post that you can see within 800 yards of where we're at. And I'm like, Everett, whatever you do, don't throw your cast net on that fence post.
Okay.
First throw on the fence
post. On the fence post. Hell yeah.
I said, yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, that sucks. Catching a moccasin.
Oh, no, thank you.
That's all right. I know how to fix most of that shit.
Steve, I'm the same way. Shauna, Gage hijacked my account.
Yeah, the name is Drippy Kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Dylan. If I have to re-rig my gear, I'm just like, this is stupid.
Why you got to re-rig it?
Because I break it.
How?
On everything.
All right. I can fix it.
You gotta fast. You gotta come with us. Come with us to the river.
I want to.
Where I get stuck on sunken John boats and
well, yeah, that's
cars gonna happen. That are missing.
That shit is inevitable. People. That's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't like losing lures either, though. I have this bizarre, I don't know why either. Like, I do not like losing lures. The other day I was fishing at work, been a little while ago. It's windy out. I'm a freak. I love spinner baits right now. Cast my shit. I'm like, all right, that's cool, cast. That's where I wanted it to go. Not realizing that the slight breeze blew my line right into a fucking cedar tree.
Ooh.
I try reeling it up to get it up there and I'm letting it hang and I'm like, all right, reel real fast. So it flips over the branch, comes back to me. Fuck no. Goes up, goes,
ties a knot in the tree.
Yeah. So what I do, instead of just cutting the line like anybody else would, I climb out onto little bitty cedar branches over the fucking lake. I'm hanging out there trying to rip this lure out of the tree. All the while, didn't realize there was some other dude down there watching me. I'm like, awesome.
I get snagged and I cut the line. If I'm reeling it in, it feels like if it's anything but a fish, I'm cutting it. Fuck this shit. I'm out of here.
Oh, I fucking love that. I love that. Oh, dude, that is awesome.
We have what that we call the awesome. The cannon curse. So it's probably been 3 or 4 years ago. I got Ev a really nice catfish rod for his birthday.
Oh, best story ever.
We take it out. And he's all about live baiting for catfish, throws his live bait out there. And there's a bunch of pelicans sitting kind of on like off kind of the dock and stuff. So he's starting to like get some movement on his rod and he's kind of paying attention or whatever. All of a sudden, his rod just goes into the water. So he's thinking, oh, no, like it's a big fish. No. The pelican had eaten the live fish and it now flew off with his brand new catfish rod, which we never got back, obviously, because there's a pelican flying around somewhere, probably in a circle.
I hope it's still out there flying around.
Yeah. Dylan was there. That's yeah, cannon curse.
It's freaking awesome. See, that's gonna make our Patreon videos all the better. Yeah. They're gonna be electric.
Yeah, this is gonna be me throwing shit and
it's gonna be fucking awesome.
Kyle trying to calm me down.
It's gonna be awesome.
Oh shit. Anyway. It's about that time, Holocult. Thanks for hanging out with us. Yeah, F that bird. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks for hanging out with us. We did some paranormal stuff today. Got a little bit of stuff off our chest.
Yeah.
Talked about some tridactyls.
It was fun.
Talking about some fishing. F that bird. Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. I did almost snag an airplane once. It was low flying. Appreciate you. Not my problem. Hope everybody had a good time. Thanks for hanging out with us. Like I said, hopefully my schedule changes a little more to the benefit of the show to where we can get some good stuff out there. Yeah. We appreciate you all. Thanks for kicking it. Thanks for hanging out. And until we hang out again, everybody stay safe, stay weird, and like Peyton said, F that bird.
But yeah.